Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 41 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
It is against the law for the fiscal court to pass any law that is against state law or federal law.
Rowan County is now a Second Amendment sanctuary community.
A Georgia man has been indicted in Rowan County for crimes against children.
Two men have been indicted after a burglary at a candidate's home.
Nerve agents are being destroyed at the Kentucky Army Depot.
An update is expected about Kentucky's Real ID program.
In sports, the Rowan County boys basketball team welcomes Lewis County tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Increasing clouds tonight with a low around 26. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Rowan County has joined the list of Kentucky communities to pass ordinances to become Second Amendment sanctuary counties. A Second Amendment sanctuary refers to state, counties, or localities that have adopted resolutions that oppose certain gun control measures believed to violate the Second Amendment. These can include, but are not limited to, background checks, high-capacity magazine bans, assault weapon bans, or red flag laws. Rowan County Judge Executive Harry Clark says all the members of the court are sworn to uphold the Constitution.
I probably have sworn and taken that oath as many times as anybody in the county. I spent 22 years in the military, so I take oaths very serious. For some of the folks on social media that says, you know, ignore the Constitution, you don't have to follow that oath. That's really fine to say on social media, but in reality, I certainly hope that if they were ever in this position, that they would actually take the oath of office more serious than they show they do on social media.
38 of Kentucky's 120 counties have adopted the Second Amendment resolution.
A Georgia man accused of sending sexually explicit messages and photographs to a Rowan County student has been indicted on 10 charges. Back in November, authorities say 46-year-old Eric Elmore attempted to meet up with a student when he was arrested by Kentucky State Police. Elmore has been indicted on 9 counts of distribution of obscene material to a minor and 1 count of unlawful use of electronic means to induce a minor to engage in sexual activities. According to the Rowan County Detention Center website, Elmore also faces 1 count of rape in the third degree. He is currently being held in the Rowan County Detention Center on a $50,000 cash bond. He is scheduled to be arraigned in Rowan Circuit Court on February 21st.
Two Moorhead men have been indicted for the stealing from a Rowan County candidate. 37-year-old James Conley and 34-year-old Dustin Crouch were indicted last week for the December 5th burglary at the home of Democratic candidate for state Senate Bill Redwine. According to the indictment, Conley entered the Redwine home without permission and took a 9mm pistol. The indictment also alleges that Crouch received that handgun knowing it to be stolen. Both men are charged with being persistent felony offenders and a felon in possession of a handgun. Crouch is scheduled to be arraigned in Rowan Circuit Court on February 7th. An arraignment date for Conley has not yet been set.
State troopers say they may have made an arrest in an armed robbery in Lawrence County. Officials with Kentucky State Police tell WYMT 48-year-old Donald Adams Jr. robbed the Case Mart in Louisa. After reviewing surveillance footage, troopers say they found Adams at his home, which was less than a block away from the store. He is lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
A Virginia man has been arrested for allegedly breaking into a Pike County house to abduct his child. Mountaintop News reports 24-year-old Kevin Ramey of Oakwood, Virginia, broke through a window of a Pike County resident after he was not allowed in through the front door. Ramey allegedly fled once he learned police had been called. He was eventually arrested at Pikeville Medical Center and charged with a Class C felony charge of second-degree burglary. He's currently lodged in the Pike County Detention Center.
A man pardoned by former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is in trouble with the law. WMKY's Eden Jordan has the story.
Dayton Jones was indicted on drug charges on January 10th in Oldham County and was bonded out of prison last Friday. Jones had been facing a 15-year sentence after being convicted of sexually assaulting a teenage boy before Bevin pardoned him. The teen had to have surgery after the attack. The timeline of Jones' drug use and the time frame in which Bevin commuted his sentence overlapped. The prosecutor that worked on Jones's assault case said there was a mountain of evidence against him and cannot believe he was pardoned. For WMKY News, I'm Eden Jordan.
Crystal Rogers disappeared in 2015, and her father, Tommy Ballard, was shot to death in 2016. And a new TV show is shining a light on those cases. Rogers' boyfriend at the time, Brooke Hawk, has been named a suspect in her disappearance, but no arrests have ever been made. Sherry Ballard tells LAX18 the show will tell her family's struggles.
It still brings awareness, you know. It lets people remember that Crystal has not been found, that she's still out there. It tells, you know, what happened to her family and the tragic events we've been through.
Sherry hopes this year her family will find answers to what happened to the daughter and husband. The TV show is called Still a Mystery and will focus on unsolved cases. It'll air on Oxygen sometime this spring.
Officials have begun destroying nerve agents that have been stored at a Kentucky Army depot for decades. The first projectile containing GB nerve agent was successfully destroyed on January 17th, the Bluegrass Chemical Agent Destruction Pilot Plant said in a statement. The facility at the Bluegrass Army Depot in Richmond began destroying mustard agent munitions last year. A stockpile of more than 500 tons of mustard gas, GB or VX agent, had been stored at the Army Depot, some since the 1940s.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
A bill that would add publicly leased playgrounds to the list of locations off-limits to registered sex offenders has passed a House committee. House Bill 204, sponsored by Representative Rebecca Maddox, is written to specifically ban future registered sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet or entering a playground without advance written permission. Current Kentucky law prohibits registered sex offenders from entering the grounds or living within 1,000 feet of schools, licensed daycare facilities, or publicly owned playgrounds. Maddox says the purpose of the bill is not to force people to move. It just aims to provide specific protections moving forward. Opponents of the bill claim sex offender residential restriction policies have not been shown to be effective. HB 204 now goes to the full House for consideration.
Governor Andy Beshear is scheduled to deliver an update today on Kentucky's Real ID program. WMKY's Sarah Fashipe has more.
After years of delays, Kentucky chose to distribute Real ID compliant driver's license through 12 regional offices. Right now, only two offices are open, one in Frankfort and the other in Bowling Green. Some of the planned sites for future offices include Somerset, Paducah, and Lexington. The legislature's capital projects and bond oversight committee approved money to rent office space on Leestown Center Way in Lexington, but the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet says the lease is not final. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Fashikbe.
Employees who have worked at Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital for years say it was devastating to learn Tuesday morning they'll soon have to find somewhere else to work. Their patients will have to find another place to get care. Shelley Moore has been a nurse at the hospital for nearly 8 years. She tells WSAZ she was off Tuesday and got texts from coworkers letting her know they'd been told the hospital would be closing in September.
There was no inkling, there was no rumors, there was no anything that this was going to take place.
Bon Secours Health System, which owns the hospital, says they made efforts to help sustain hospital operations, but it wasn't enough to operate effectively with all the competition. The interim president of the hospital says they'll be working with employees to help them find other jobs, and they'll continue providing care as normal until they close in September.
The Pikeville Medical Center will now be supplying schools with telemedicine services. The PCM received more than $350,000 rural development grant to supply carts with examination equipment and cameras to 13 elementary schools. Hilda Legg with USDA Rural Development tells WYMT the grant will make for a healthier learning environment.
That helps the children learn better, and it's a matter of that partnership that we are celebrating today.
Once operational, the telemedicine carts will provide acute and preventative care to staff and students.
University of Kentucky researchers provided an update on the launch of a $15 million Kentucky viral hepatitis treatment study. The study's goal is to rid the hepatitis C virus in Perry County, where an estimated 900 people are living with the infection. UK College of Medicine professor and leader of KeyTreat, Jennifer Havens, says they plan to treat every patient with hepatitis C, regardless of the situation.
Drug use and injection drug use in particular is the major mode of transmission for hepatitis C. Everyone in Perry County who is chronically infected with hepatitis, whether they're insured, uninsured, drug user, non-drug user, anybody who is interested in getting treated, they can come to our clinic and make an appointment.
Haven says patients have reported finally feeling they are being treated as human beings.
The opioid epidemic in Kentucky stems from prescribed medicine, and medical professionals have started a statewide initiative to make sure residents know about proper drug use in the home. The Kentucky Association of Nurse Anesthetists launched the Opioid Stewardship Initiative. CRNAs across the state will get the tools to help patients safely dispose of medicine at home. Jana Bailey, president of KYANA, tells LEX18 they wanted to do more.
We kept looking. It's like, what else can we do? Things that are outside of the operating room. And that's how this initiative developed. Usually, depending on the research, 6 to 19% of people who are opioid naive, that means they've never had a pain pill, after their surgery, they are going to continue to use medication, their pain medicine, for longer than is deemed necessary.
CRNAs will also work with doctors' offices and pharmacies to get the information out to the community.
Music therapy helps hospice patients. That's according to a group using the therapy in Lexington. Bluegrass Care Navigators recently started using music therapy to help those hospice patients. Maggie Shipman is a music therapist. She tells LEX18 she uses songs to help her patients with anxiety, agitation, and even pain.
Normally, I like to start with the song, Hey Good Looking. It's very well known here. To see, you know, somebody go from very anxious and tense to relaxed and singing Whitney Houston with me. So I absolutely see a benefit for patients.
Bluegrass Care Navigators is looking for volunteers to help with music therapy. Musicians who would like to work with the program can call 855-492-0812.
Kentucky's Department of Agriculture will continue operating its hemp program as a research pilot program for another year before transitioning to a commercial program, the agency said. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says Congress gave state agriculture departments the option to continue pilot programs before submitting plans to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Growers can apply until March 15th to grow hemp in Kentucky. The application is available online. Processor applications are also available there and will be accepted year-round.
Researchers are launching a 3-year study of elk in Kentucky. WFPL reports that the University of Kentucky and the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources are teaming up on the study, which begins this month and will focus on elk reproduction and survival. The animals were native to Kentucky before being wiped out before the Civil War by unregulated hunting. They were reintroduced about 20 years ago, and the population has grown since then to about 10,000 animals spread over 16 counties in eastern Kentucky. Officials say nearly all the current animals were born in the state.
The Red River Economic Development Group has voted to hire a national planning firm to explore options for a destination resort in the region. WUKY's Josh James has details.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the development group plans to pay $769,000 of a $1 million grant to planners Stantec. The Canada-based design firm will be tasked with a broad-ranging review of the potential project, from environmental concerns to public involvement. Powell County Judge Executive James Anderson tells LEX 18 it's important to bring all stakeholders together to discuss the idea.
When I first become aware of this, I was adamant all along that we need to get our public involved and our business owners to make sure they're a part of these discussions.
Discussions, a nonprofit dubbed Red River Gorge Unites, thinks are already moving too fast. Members say there should have been more outreach before the development group began looking into a resort that could disrupt the growth of local businesses. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
And now taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 27. Thursday, cloudy with a high near 49. Thursday night, 80% chance of rain with a low around 37. Friday, 100% chance of rain with a high near 47. Friday night, 70% chance of rain, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 36. Saturday, 60% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 40. Saturday night, 40% chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 34. And now taking a look at some of the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 41 degrees in Grayson, Winchester, and Lexington, and 42 degrees in Inez and Ashland, and it's 41 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, a new program using the latest technology to educate and hopefully prevent teens from using opioids and other drugs is ready to launch in Lexington. More from WUKY's Karen Czar.
Monday morning, Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton announced the app-based campaign.
As we begin a new decade and a new year, I am very happy to announce our partnership with Preventum Initiative to help teenagers stay clear of opioid addiction through the FEND app. FEND stands for Full Energy, No Drugs.
Dr. Jackie Burgess is the executive director of the Preventum Initiative. She said FEND gives teenagers facts about opioids, prescription drugs, and addiction through technology they use every day, and offers incentives like gift vouchers and concert tickets to keep them engaged.
Well, we know that some kids will do it for altruistic reasons. There's also a lot that are kind of, what's in it for me? And there's lots in it for them, not just learning, but, you know, I'll spend half an hour answering some questions, learning some information if I can get a Dunkin' Donuts card.
FEND is funded through private donations, grants, and scholarships. If you have a business or organization that can sponsor the program, contact the Lexington Leaders Foundation. The app will be available through Apple and Google Play. Reporting from Lexington, I'm Karen Czar.
It's 448 and 40 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenneth Roberts, Nacogdoches Miller, and Sarah Miller. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this chilly Wednesday afternoon. Tanner Boyd has a look at sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Morehead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
The Rowan boys are back at it tonight for WMKY Sports. I'm Tanner Boyd reporting. The Rowan County boys basketball team will host Lewis County tonight. The Vikings are coming off a 65-45 win over West Carter at home last night, which moved the team to 14-6 on the season. The Lions beat Boyd County on their home court last night to move to 11-9 on the season. Head coach Sean Thacker says the two teams met earlier this season, and Rowan came out on top.
We already have a scouting report. We already have a game film of where we played them. So, you know, the prep time won't be as much. But, you know, we have to go back and take a look at some of the later films and see if there's any changes that they've made, you know, what they're doing and how they're doing things.
Tip-off tonight is set for 7:30. In other boys regional action tonight, Morgan County hosts McGoffin at 7:30. The Cougars are 5-11 on their season. The Hornets stand at 10-8. Taking a look at girls' 16th regional action today, West Carter faced off with Lyon County at Eastern Kentucky University for the All-A State Tournament's first round this morning. The Lady Comets defeated the Lady Lions 64-40. Tonight, the Lewis County girls will travel to Bracken County for an 8 p.m. matchup. The Rowan County girls basketball team is hard at practice this week as they prepare for a Friday matchup with Russell. The Red Devils stand at 13-5 on the season, while the Vikings have a 10-5 record. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says his team came away from an early season matchup with Russell with a win.
We played them in the EKC tournament and beat them at our place, but they've got a young lady back, Aubrey Hill, who was out first part of the season. So she's back playing for them now, so that'll make a big difference for them. But, you know, they've got four or five girls that can really score the basketball. So it's hard to, you know, for us to focus in on one or two of those girls and try to let the others beat you because they can. You know, the other girls they have in those supporting roles can really score.
Game time in Moorhead Friday night is set for 7:30. Moorhead State women's basketball junior guard Jasmine Elston has been tabbed as the Ohio Valley Conference Newcomer of the Week. WMKY's Joe Lewis has that story.
The 5'8 Rossville, Georgia native averaged 15 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists for the Eagles as she came off the bench in matchups at Tennessee State and Belmont in OVC play last week. Through six OVC games, Elston leads Moorhead State in scoring and is ranked 10th in the league with an average of 13 points per game. The guard also boasts the Eagles' best shooting percentage in OVC play, shooting just under 44% from the field. Elston is a newcomer to the OVC after transferring to Moorhead State from State Fair, Missouri. Moorhead State and Elston return to action Thursday at 6:30 against Tennessee Tech at the Eblen Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
After winning three consecutive road games, the sixth-ranked Louisville Cardinals return home to face Georgia Tech tonight. U of L is coming off a victory at Duke last weekend. The Cards are 15-3 overall and 6-1 in the ACC. They are tied with Florida State at the top of the conference standings. The Yellow Jackets have dropped three of their last four games. Junior forward Malik Williams and the Cardinals bring a 6-1 conference record into the game.
Right now we're sitting in good shape, but we got to keep fighting into the end. Like, it's going to be game after game, night by night, and we got to go out there and play the same every single night for us to finish off with one loss in ACC.
Louisville leads its series against Georgia Tech, with the Cardinals winning the last eight matchups. Tip-off at the KFC Yum Center is at 7 o'clock. The University of Evansville has fired men's basketball coach Walter McCarty after receiving additional reports of misconduct off the court. Todd Licklider was hired as the new head coach of the Purple Aces and will take over immediately. McCarty is a former Kentucky star who was placed on administrative leave on December 26th amid allegations of sexual misconduct and violations of the school's Title IX policy. McCarty's team stunned the college basketball world earlier this season with an upset of then number one Kentucky. Leglider is a former coach at Butler and Iowa. And finally, in sports this afternoon, ticket sales have been announced for the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland.
American Pharoah comes into his final furlong, and he's got a six length lead as they come to the wire. A Triple Crown winner, a Breeders' Cup winner, a horse of a lifetime.
The Lexington track was the site of American Pharoah's victory in the 2015 Breeders' Cup Classic. Tickets for this year's championships go on sale March 9th. General admission starts at $50. Clubhouse tickets start at $175. The Breeders' Cup is in November. And that's a check of sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's and women's basketball welcomes OVC opponents Southeast Missouri on Thursday, January 30th, and UT Martin on Saturday, February 1st. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials and the broader averages today were all quiet as the market did not really have any news to focus on today except continued earnings reports and some individual company news. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 9.77, finishing at 29,186.82. The broader market was stronger. The S&P 500 was up 1.02 at 3321.77, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 12.96 at 9383.77. There was continued turmoil with Boeing as the company said today that they would like to resume production of the 737 MAX well before the plane is eligible to fly again. And Boeing finished with another loss today, down $4.36 at $3.09. In earnings news, UAL had better-than-expected earnings, but the stock backed off in late trading, finishing down $2.45 at $83.34. Apple inched up $1.13 at $317.70, helping to lead tech stocks higher. IBM was very strong today as they reported very good earnings with a surprise increase in revenues for this latest quarter, and the stock was up over $4 a share, finishing just shy of $144 a share. In the commodities markets, oil had a bloodbath today as crude oil was down almost 3%, finishing at $56.68 a barrel. Gold was up 40 cents at $1,558.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a quiet day with the Stock 600 index down 0.1%. Asia had a nice recovery from yesterday's sell-off. And of course, yesterday's sell-off was due quite a bit to fears about the newest virus that is starting to spread out of China. But today, a different story with the markets over there, with the Nikkei up 0.7%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.25%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 32 cents at $29.34, Dollar General down $3.03 at $154.51, UPS down 13 cents at $117.25, Marathon Petroleum down 22 cents at $55.96, and Yum Brands was up 90 cents to finish at $106.50. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Taking another look at your region's weather, tonight increasing clouds with a low around 27. Thursday, cloudy with a high near 49. Thursday night, 80% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 37. Friday, 100% chance of rain with a high near 47. Friday night, 70% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with a low around 36. Saturday, 60% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 40.
Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg will host a concert for music education at 6 p.m. on Saturday, January 25th. Performances include Colby O'Brien, Wayne Graham, Magnolia Boulevard, Luna and the Mountain Jets, and others. Tickets range from $15 to $25.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Society will conduct its annual meeting at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, January 27th. The meeting will be held at the Rowan County Public Library. Season ticket holders and all members of the society are invited to attend.
The Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will present the film The Perks of Being a Wallflower at the Rowan County Public Library at 5:30 on Tuesday, January 28th. The film is about a high school student dealing with childhood trauma. A brief discussion will follow the presentation. The event is free and open to the community. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Sarah Fashipe, Eden Jordan, Rachel Turner, Lysia Hindenburg, Ty Martin, Sarah Mead, and Nacogdoches Miller. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WUKY's Karen Czar. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.